Come join me in Japan. Hi, this is Stefan Yah, or Steve Weber. Back in the military there, that's how I was known, my common name. And the other is the Hebrew name, okay. And we're being on a national tour of Honshu here. And the island of Honshu, we're at Nagano-ken, or Nagano Prefecture, or however you want to place the accent there. And I'm really excited, a little nervous, in fact, here. But let's turn on the movie machine here first, the projector. And first of all, let's get some slides here. Come join me in Japan on the YahweH.name website under Japan. Come join me in Japan. That's okay. Yep. All right. Now let's turn on the projector. And you can might hear the gate going there. Tick, 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 tick. Probably not. Projector is running there to my left. Now, let me see if I can find the... There it is. Well, I was in Japan from 1967 to 1969. I traveled by bicycle and train as far south as Himeji and as far north as Karizawa in Nagano-ken. I have many happy memories of eating the great food, hiking to Mount Asama, the lava fields of Onioshidashi, Devil's playground or something like that. And Minanochea was there was a little store, a nice old Japanese woman was running this tiny little store where you could get some drinks and fruit. I stayed at the Hoshino Spa, the onsen with foreigners, and we traveled to Kasatsu Onsen and Monza Hot Springs or Onsen in the summertime by car and bus with friends and strangers. Now let's zip down past all this text and go to the pictures here. Ah, yes, there it is. A picture of my riding a motorcycle. Yeah. It says 1968. That was actually on Kamisaya, on the base at Kamisaya. I'm riding a Kawasaki 90 trail bicycle. I'm going to go 90 miles up to Karizawa. And then the next shot over to the right. If you're on the website right now, if you're just listening, then I'll try to describe it. But we're going to Karizawa. Now we've hiked up to Mount Asama, to the volcano. We're looking down in there. Some people have actually committed Shinju by jumping into that big volcanic pit there at Asama. So that's quite a picture anyway that we have here on the website. It's yahweh.name/japan.html. Okay, go down a little farther, scroll down. Here's a picture on the left now. We're looking at this whole plate of four pictures of me on the motorcycle, Mount Asama. Then the boys on the left. There's a Japanese man. There's Oswald from Kamisaya. There's Victor Perkins. That's in the back row. Front row is two Japanese men. And an American, the guy on the right, that's me, wearing the glasses there and the, what would you call that, black coat there. I forget what you call that. Raincoat of some kind that they gave you in the Navy. To the right, to our right here, is a picture of Victor and myself standing there at the summit of Mount Asama. It's a beautiful, beautiful mountain there. And Victor is from Tennessee. He was really a friendly individual. And I enjoyed the hike up there to the top. I forget how many miles that was, but it was pretty steep. And I suppose about 5 miles or less. Probably more like three, I don't know. Up through the scree, through the loose lava there and sand and all. Okay, scrolling down there to the next plate of pictures where it says Mount Hanare. That's located in Karizawa, the town of Karizawa in Nagano Ken. And you see a picture from Hanare, which is, 1,000 feet high or so, right there in town to the east of Karizawa. And we're looking down at the city as it was back there in 1968. If you fly over there now in real time or on your Microsoft Flight Simulator, Museum of Flight, in a B-17 or whatever, you can look down over the city now, and looks like there's over 100,000 people. If you Google Karizawa, K-A-R-U-I-Z-A-W-A, and Karizawa, Japan there in the 60s, but looks a lot different today. Lot more buildings there, business buildings and everything. It doesn't really look to me from the air like a place of recreation, like a resort, but maybe it is. Next picture to the right is, that must be the plains of Karizawa, kind of north of the mountain, north of the Yama, Kita Asama Yama. And I want to welcome you to this website. Thank you for joining me. I'm Steve Weber, Stefan Yah. Are we going down to the next picture down there? What is that? That's also looking down from Mount Hanare. Mount Hanare in the town there. Looking down at the highway and the railroad tracks, I think. To the right? Oh, that's Wilbur. Did I say Oswald? Wilbur is standing there with Victor Perkins. I forget where Wilbur is from, but he sure was a friendly guy. But he was somewhere in the United States. Like, possibly Minnesota, or... Oh, he could have been from Pennsylvania, for all I know. But he sure was a great guy. Wonderful guy. Okay, the next plate downward says 7,626-foot marker on Mount Asama. You see that there? Can you get that picture? I'm standing there by the marker. That's actually 7,626 feet. That doesn't seem very high, but for that longitude, that is fairly high. Get a lot of snow up there. By the way, that volcano does blow up about every 10 years or so, and I just missed it when I arrived at Karizawa, Mount Asama. I just missed the explosion years earlier, so I think I was between explosions after I left it. It blew up again, and then... I'll tell it later about the Beatles, okay? But John Lennon was there, huh? Hey, and then to the right of that, of course, I am kind of sitting there at the summit, I think, on a volcanic rock. We're going to kind of cruise down here quickly. I wanted to explain all these, though, to you. If it's the focus, of course, is not very good. My quality of my pictures weren't originally that good. And then when I scanned them off, I probably lost a little bit more of the quality. But you can still tell. That's going up to Mount Asama, that first mountain there on your, that little hill there on your left. Let me see if I can, oh boy, I had a picture here. I have a map of Karizawa. Where is that? Oh, there it is, okay. Got a lot of nice brochures here. I kind of wanted to go through the brochures and explain them and maybe also scan a couple and give you, they're really cool. There's one of Karizawa. The Mompei Hotel, where I stayed. It's only $10 a night for me there on the second floor. John and Yoko Ono stayed on the fifth floor up there at 10 years after I did. And I'm sure they paid $100 a night, but I paid only $10. It was about 3,600 yen in those days. Okay, so a map of Karizawa here in Nagano Prefecture. And... where is that mountain anyway? Minami Karizawa, that's south. Minami is south. Kita is north. Higashi is east. And Kyu is central. Naka is, I think that means the central part. Oh, here we go, up north. Okay. North on the map of Karizawa, we have Mount Asama in the left-hand corner. Mount Meikaki, I guess. Or no, wait a minute. I don't think that's what that is. I think we're looking at Mount Ko-Asama, which is 1,655 feet. Yes, because I see Minanoche right there with a little old lady was selling pop, and probably a lot better than the pop that we Americans have today. Didn't have all the garbage in it, the sugar and what have you. And then she had oranges and tangerines and beautiful fruits there of all kinds, and she was dressed really neat in the old oriental, old-fashioned style. Minanoche, a really cool place. Up to Mount Ko-Asama then on your left there if you're looking at the screen. And if you're just in the car or in the shower, we'll just try to enjoy this. I could fast forward a little more, turn the movie up, but then it makes a lot of noise, so that's as high as it goes there. That's kind of a fast projector, isn't it? That's one of those Eastman Kodak projectors, I believe. I'd have to look again. No, it isn't. I think it's a different brand entirely. But the wonderful mineral smell from the oils is in the air right now. As we watch these. There's not really a movie on my website that I, not at this point anyway, in 2011. Okay, so Ko-Asama on your left. Victor is coming up the mountain trail to the top of Asama. That's on your right. And then there's some clouds and more mountains back there. I haven't flown that in a little while in my little Microsoft simulator. I like that B-17. That's a nice plane. Easy to handle. Okay, going on down now, scrolling. There's a picture of me. I'm standing at outside of Karizawa to the west on that little visitor trail there, which is up a couple of miles. Would that be, let's see here. There's Hanari. What is that? Well, I guess I'll have to tell you later when I can find it someday. Oh, no, there it is. That's Usui, I think. Sunset Point, that's what it is. Usui, and then part of my map got deleted there. T-O-G-E. Toga Place. No. No, it doesn't mean that. But Sunset Point, yeah. Did I turn that projector down? That's pretty noisy. I might just have to turn it off. Let me see how loud that is. That's pretty loud, isn't it? But it'll put us to sleep here, and then we'll enjoy these movies. Okay, so we're up there at Sunset Point on my left, standing in my worsted or sharkskin suit that Tom, the Japanese tailor, actually Chinese tailor in Yokohama, that he measured me for that and designed that suit. I think it was in American money in those days. I hate to say it, Tom, but I really got too good of a deal. That was $35, $40 for that suit in those days, for that nice $300 suit, probably. That's how much American money was worth a whole lot. It was worth too much. And then the right pane, I'm standing in Kyukarizawa. That's North Korea. Excuse me. Kyukarizawa would be the uptown. And I've got that navy black raincoat on or something, I guess, that was issued to me and back in San Diego boot camp. And Kyukarizawa, can I just turn the movie off here for put it on hold, maybe? Let's see. That might burn up the motor if I do that. I gotta turn it off. But anyway, Kyukarizawa was really a great place to be. There was these little shops. I bought a beautiful hand-carved picture of Mount Asama there. It's oblong. In other words, horizontally, it's about 3 feet wide and 1 foot tall, and it's framed in a nice wooden frame. And in those days, I paid 1,800 yen for that. That was $5 back in 1968. Mm-hmm. But not just for the bargains, and the Kalpis drinks that you get in these tiny little bottles. They looked orange and had kind of a milk drink, I guess. But you also had the restaurants, the Kohi, C-O-H-I, was really a neat little restaurant bar. It was a beautiful place. Well, it was good food anyway. And that was kind of to the left of where I'm standing. If you went left and east there, you'd get over to the bar Kohai, where we'll see you later, probably on the next web page, if we get that far. And let's see, it says here, the author, that's me, Stefania, the author in beautiful Karizawa. And then the next picture shows a temple area with Mucha Canals, as my friend. Want me to spell that for you? Mutschelkanaus. 13 letters in Timothy's name. And he was one of our co-workers there that I worked with at Kamasea. Timothy was really a very, very, very friendly guy. I worked with him. I went up through the system with him from, I think, maybe even boot camp. But if it wasn't that, Pensacola, Florida. We studied together there. And moved up to Adak, Alaska for a year. I think I beat him to the island. I was there in about August of 67 to Adak. And then Timothy came along a little bit later. I think that was how it was. Oh, anyway. And then we paralleled each other. You know, we went to Tokyo, Yokohama, Japan, together there. Actually, we were at Kamasea. Near Tsuruma. Chikaides. Tsuruma. Wakarimashita. Hope so. So, Tim Muchikanaus. Heck of a guy. Lives in Baltic, Ohio. Then me on the right. I'm on my microphone. That's where I am right now. And I don't quite look like that. I've got the long beard. I guess I'll have to put a current picture of myself on here. You wouldn't even recognize me, I guess. Because of the change in glasses, I don't wear the black frame anymore, and the beard. By the way, the coiffure here, the wonderful haircut that I was given by the Japanese barbers, was told by an American missionary to say, Mujikaku Saru. And then he gave me this wavy haircut, this really neat haircut, so... What is it? My costume was designed by Japanese tailors and the artisan barbers there. And their music is so great, too. But I guess I'm probably not going to get into that. I can't find any great music. And if you know of any of great Japanese music that would be kind of a choral or instrumental 60s sound, not very modern, you know, please... email me the website, and I would love to get some great soft, not necessarily slow, but you know, some really great Japanese music with the some of the traditional instruments that they had there, not going way back into the dark ages of the ancient times of the Japanese people, but a little bit more modern in the 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s, somewhere in there. I'd love to hear some of that. I had a tape and I erased it. It was the only one I had. Cost me about $1. But it was so beautiful. I haven't been able to find it since. I went to a website, Karizawa, Japan, where I would think that I'd hear beautiful mountain sounds, and they were playing heavy ghetto rock and roll, their American ghetto music. Just wonderful. Okay, now we're going down to the page Oniyoshidashi and Monza. Monza was the hot spring area. So scroll down there if you want. Turn on the movie here again in a moment, I guess. But there I'm hanging on to the precipice, to the pinnacle at Oniyoshidashi. And one of my sailor friends is probably taking my picture there, I think. I was dressed in a suit, climbing a mountain. Come on. I think it was about... I'm not going to tell you how tall that peak was, but it wasn't much. Then we have a pagoda, or some kind of a neat temple on the right there, that Shinto people, is that correct? I don't know, I'm under pressure here, I can't think that well, but there's the Buddhists and the Shintos, yeah, so it must be a Shinto shrine, I think. Now, I don't know that much about the Oriental religions, but, and we didn't when we were there. Okay, scrolling down below... the Oneoshidashi, we see I'm at the hot springs there. Bob Wolf and I. Wolfie. But, on the left, there's a picture of me sitting in a chair, I think. But behind me, you can see some steam coming up, and that's out the window. And there's some kind of a fumarole coming out of a hot volcanic mountainous area there at Monza. And that was, probably 50 miles, I want to say, north of Karaizawa. Karaizawa being 90 miles east of Tokyo, or at least northwest of Tokyo. I think it's, I want to say east, but it's actually, my directions are backwards. Let me look here. Yeah, that's right. It's west, northwest of Tokyo, not northeast. But to my mind, to me, that's east, because when you go to the desert, the mountain country, that's always east for me. But no, it's not east, it's west. I guess I'm dyslexic in the area of north, south, east, west, or something. At least east, west. Anyway, so much for that. Bob Wolf is on the right there. Bob from Cincinnati, Ohio. Ohio Gazimus. Ohio, thank you for joining us. So Wolfie is looking really cool there at some sort of a shrine where you're supposed to cast in some kind of prayers on a piece of paper, I think it was, to their gods. And incidentally, at this time, I really didn't have a religion to speak of. I was listed as a Roman Catholic, taught Roman Catholic religion for 2 years, went through Catholic high school for 4 years. And whoever out there on the internet, on an email, who said that I went to summer school, I had to do summer school to make up extra time to catch up with classes for 4 years, was wrong. It was not 4 years. I'm upset about that. It wasn't four, it was 6 years. No, that's just a joke. That's a crazy joke there. If you want to, you know, talk about a friend of yours, that he went through high school and had to go to summer school for 4 years, and then say, well, that was just a rumor. I want to correct the record. It was not four that he went to vacation school to make up for his classes. He went 6 years, not four. Then we have the Matsumoto Komoro, Lenny, Bob, and me. It says there on the internet, on yaveyahweh.name/Japan, HTML. There's the tunnel. The train's going through the tunnel. There's a fire extinguisher on the right there. I'm looking through the window. Turn on the movie? Okay, I can. Here, I'll take off my headphones then. If you like to hear the movie and want to fall asleep, that's perfectly okay. Then we have the train tunnel near Kofu. Let's see, let me get out the map here, and you can look up on the map if you like. Hope this is interesting to you. If you want to hear more of this, I can do this. But it just kind of thought it would be a great idea to do, to narrate part of the website here and make it more interesting. And I don't have any cool Japanese music to play for you because I couldn't find any. Let's see, that Matsumoto, and some of these towns you won't find anymore on a modern Japanese map. The Matsumoto is actually north of the area in question, or Kofu. The U is silent, I think, in the Japanese language. But that would be west of Tokyo on the something line, let me see, the main line, which is Chuo line in those days, 1968. So I just hopped onto a train and just went west, I guess. I thought I was going east, but I was going west through Shinjuku, Kichijoji, I think. I'm not pronouncing that right. Tachikawa, Hachioji. And Otsuki, 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 Enzan, Yamanashi, Isawa, Kofu. Then we went, I guess I actually took the, three or four of these guys, Bob Wolf and a couple of guys, and I took them around. We went around clockwise on that train journey. We went through Kofu and up and around, and then we stopped there. I'll describe it later. But we actually came back through Nagano and Karaizawa, going back towards Tokyo. So that's what that was all about there. Now there it is, the next picture down on the Matsumoto Komoro plate. on my website is three sweet little assumedly cute Japanese schoolgirls. They all have that nice little sailor uniform. I guess I should have worn mine, but I didn't, and I don't think you're... I guess I wasn't supposed to or something when I was out there in public. I was supposed to wear my civilian clothes. I was actually in the Navy. Huh? The three girls getting up to the platform at Kofu, right? I think that says something else there, but it's somewhere around Kofu. Maybe it was where we transferred onto the Nagano line or whatever that's called up there. Boy, you know, I didn't really study this whole thing out for you completely, but amazing how long it takes to put something like this together. All these pictures and everything, it consumes a lot of time. So the lower left, three cute schoolgirls. The lower right is Japanese Oji-san, Grandpa there on the left of that picture. Next is Lenny Tosti from New Jersey. And then on his right, or excuse me, on our right, on your right, would be Bob Wolf. And some of these people passed away. Maybe they all did. I don't know. You and I are probably the only ones left on the earth, right? But everybody's passing away there, I guess. Lenny was a really neat guy. I mean, he showed me a lot of things about music, listening to Jerry Blavitt from New Jersey, disc jockey Jerry Blavitt. And then he integrated my mind into listening to The Intruders, 1968, with Together and United, and then Cowboys to Girls was, I guess, the kid of renown. But Lenny Wolf there and Tom Dibble, two outstanding people in my life from the U.S. Navy. We're leaving Kofu now, I think. Let's see. Yeah, we're still on the track there on the next plane down. Looking out the train window. Looking out the front of the train window, the engineer must be standing to my left there, running the controls, and I'm standing to his right. I'm a foreigner standing there right with the engineer. That was really cool. They did have a little booths that they, you know, they were glass enclosed and had a door and so on. Next, the Kofu rice fields. And there's a great fragrance out there in the summertime, and probably about 82 degrees or so Fahrenheit. Back in 68, the Kofu rice fields. And to the right of that is another picture from the train. Somewhere around that tunnel. And then you can see some more rice hanging there, drying.
No?
Looks more like a cliff. I don't know. That picture is so blurred. It was blurred when I took it because the train was in motion. So it's just the black and white, of course. But had an old Brownie Hawkeye camera, I guess. Then the next pictures are really small, but there's four of them there. There's a whole bunch of little pictures here, and a picture of Hakone National Park. You see a bus coming up to the Kagetsu Inn. Then you see, what was that, Yamanaka Lake, I think. Is that the name of that? I forget there at Hakone. I'll have to look on my map again. And then you see the hot springs to the right of that. Well, the hot springs in... You know, is that the hot springs in Hakone, or is that in Monza? It's listed under the Monza plate. Yeah, that's actually a picture of Monza there, the third one from your left. And all the way to the right, there are two girls there that are there at a riding stable where they keep horses. Either that or was it
horses or
bicycles? No, I was thinking bicycles. That was a big thing in those days, riding, cruising around town in a bicycle. But they were going to ride a horse, and those girls were really dressed up in beautiful colors. But it doesn't show on my picture. And if these pictures are too small, if you'd like me to make them larger, I could do that. I probably just build another web page, or I could even send them to you. My email is, depending upon which one you want to use, how about Chuck That was my radio name, Chuck. At least one of my many radio names. Chuck is C-H-U-C-K. Chuck at yavayahweh.name. N-A-M-E. Chuck at yavayahweh.name. Let me know what you'd like to hear. And then the bottom pictures there, the four bottom ones. I'll narrate that for you. What does that say up there? Let me see. It's too small. That says Steve at Kagetsu Inn. That's the name of the nice little resort inn there. And I'm sitting on the rail outside in my kimono, or whatever it's called for a man, for a gentleman. The next picture, to your right, is there's Mount Fuji. And there's some people standing there in the foreground. There's a handsome Japanese man taking pictures. And with his lovely wife there, I assume. Well, there's two women there. Okay. And women in modern suits. And then there's, looks like an older guy on the right or something.
I don't know. Anyway,
he's got his back turned to us anyway. He's some kind of a tourist or a visitor there. So we had Mount Fuji in the background there. Fuji isn't as tall as, I guess, all of us have this concept. I want to say probably around 11,000 feet. It'll take you many days to climb it if you want to stop at the different stations. About 14 stations all the way up to the top of Mount Fuji. Pretty neat. All right, thank you. A little update there going on. Then the next picture on the right, that would be me going to the Mompei Hotel, probably. It's very, very faded and kind of overexposed. That's on the plate, and I wasn't going to pull it out. It takes way too much trouble. Then to the right is our very own and lovable Robert Wolf. Bob Wolf there. Wolfie, we called him. And that's at Monza. And in that ditch there is a lot of hot water coming down from the hot springs. Cool, cool, cool. Thank you, Robert. You were a cool guy to be around. He was very formal, and which made him hilarious to us because we weren't formal. We were very informal, generally speaking. And sometimes got pretty wild, even in public, and with the native Japanese people around there. Some of them may have thought we were disrespectful or clowns or crazy or something, but I suppose some of that is, you could say some of that or all of that is true. But we sure had a nice time. We were just in our vacation mentality when we go out in public there, and never got arrested for being wild having a lot of fun. But we are just your common people in those days, doing our job, clerical type positions in electronics and stuff like that. Enjoyed all of our time on Japan. I was there for 2.5 years on Hokkaido. Excuse me, is that Honshu, of course. Many others were up, like on, I think it was Hokkaido up north, at Omori and various other places. There was one place I was going to try to, on the map here, I guess, when we took our trip with the boys, we went north of Tokyo on the train, and we traveled west through Shinjuku, I was telling you, to Kofu, and then came around to what was called Matsumoto then. I don't know if that's still called that or not. I couldn't find it on a Google map. Google is a little different than my old railroad map here from 1960s. Okay, where'd we go? Matsumoto. And then somehow, Shiojiri. I don't know if that's where we transferred or not. Or Matsumoto. And there, it looks like there's a hot spring there on the map. And then going up towards the Sea of Japan, towards Nagano, we possibly went up by train there, connected up somehow. Or was it some other line? I wonder if we went on the Matsu Tsubarako line. that cut through Iwamurata. Don't try to say that twice. Iwamurata. And then maybe the transfer place was Komodo. Yeah, I'm not sure. Then headed back towards Tokyo through Karizawa. We stopped at Karizawa, and I showed the man around. The boy from New Jersey, Toasty, he was not too happy with the area because he said that it was too outdoors-ish, too much outdoors, too many trees, not enough people. And he said, Webb, because that was my short for my last name, Webb, listen, ain't nothing here. Ain't nothing but trees. Trees don't make it, Webb. People do. People. And he said he wanted to go to Tokyo that night, you know, to take the train back down to Tokyo and see all the lights. All the lights, he said. And I said, well, you know, I thought you weren't real comfortable around the people here. But, you know, he said, I'd rather have these people here that I wasn't comfortable with. And because of his upbringing, he wasn't comfortable at that time. Now I'm sure he's changed, but yeah, but he really was looking forward to getting back to the big city of 13 million people, back there to downtown Tokyo, where it's all happening, man. A lot of good stuff going on, the Ginza and so on. I enjoyed that as well, the Ginza and all the lights and stuff. Everything. That was really nice. So, and I wasn't putting Lenny down at all for saying that. He always just said things that were neat to hear, but some people could say, hey, don't talk like that. But, you know, it's a free world. You can say what you want, as far as I'm concerned, as long as you're not taking away somebody else's rights. Thanks again for joining us. That was that page there for the Come Join Me in Japan. I narrated that for you a little bit. And I said that those days are gone and people are a little different, generally speaking. But you and I are changed in a different way if we have the Messiah in our hearts, Yahushua the Messiah, and read in the Scriptures, John 3:16, Romans 10:9, Ephesians 2:8 through 10, and just got to read it all. A good book to start out in is the Book of John. Read about the Messiah, and the common word in most Scriptures is Jesus. We don't use that. We use his true name, as far as we know. Oh, we love him, his Torah, his law. We love his word. Speaking of the religious site there, while I was in Karizawa, that's a missionary town, and I met American missionaries, but they never told me about the gospel or the evangel. And I was looking back, I'm shocked about that they didn't even broach the subject. Perhaps they had asked my belief at the time, and I would have said, well, I'm a Roman Catholic. But I, you know, nobody pushed the point or the subject or anything, and that was the end of it right there. They didn't tell me anything, read any scriptures or quote anything, and which was, in my mind, not a good thing. I think they should have. And somebody could say, well, but it wasn't your time, Stefania, to hear the good news. But I think that they could have told me and opened the subject, you know, opened my heart and my mind to the love of Yahweh. How he could give us his son, Yahushua, who died for us 2,000 years ago on the tree at Calvary. The Hebrew, the one who died for all mankind. We've got the book, To the Mountain. I want to read out of that some. If you're interested, encourage me and I'll do it sooner than later. I might do it sooner if you encourage me to read that some of that book. It's really neat there about Shigeo, who met Kimi-san, and she is just one cool, collected, simple girl, you know, the kind that you always the guys always wanted to meet. Really, really neat person there. And having traveled to Karizawa, I could really relate to the book when Shigeo and Kimi-san went up there to Karizawa, to the vacationing resort town in those days, back in the back in the 30s, I think, is when the book was written about the era of the 30s. To the Mountain by Bradford Smith. Oh, copyright 36, 1936. And you can share your experiences in traveling in Japan, through our email. Possibly I'll put in a guest book. You can sign that, and it'll be made public, though, if you make any comments or remarks. And I'll first need to approve, and I reserve the right to make modifications. If I think something is inappropriate, I'll change that. I'm thankful for all the beautiful time in Honshu, Japan, in northern Japan. I was blessed to visit for all that time. And the sights, the sounds, the smells, the great food. I love the rice there at the bar, restaurant Kohai in Karizawa. The chef was, he had been a cook for a foreigner, for an American person, so he really knew how to make chicken fried rice and chicken fried curry, and he did it sort of in a Shinana, a Chinese way, style, and I like that. I like the vegetables. And then I'm referring you to my Radio Disc Jockey Homestead.com website, where I do have some tapes there that I recorded in Tokyo off of the 810 of the dial, Far East Network, Tokyo. FEN, the Far East Network, the Far Out Network there it was. It must have been strange for a person, for a homeborn person in Japan, to, a Japanese-speaking person, to grow up listening to the sounds of the Far East Network, to a radio station that had English and American songs on it. Not to say that they were all good songs or that they all said good things, but that was then. So we do have Gary Owens, who, he's got a good clean show, a lot of good, nice musical things there in tracks. We played a little bit of each song, and hope that will enrich your life, help you relax, go out throughout your day and be encouraged to live a meaningful, fulfilled life. So we've got to sign off here for right now. You can go to our next page there, the Navy CT in Japan page. See right there at the top of that page, it says Navy CT in Japan and Alaska, and you can click there. I'll take you to another page of pictures. Then I'll narrate that too, if I can get that far. And watching the movies here, symbolically speaking, at least I've got the machine, the projector running in the background, and the sights and smells of that projector there bring back a lot of memories to me, going back to my early times in the 50s, when my dad used to run that old projector there. Oh, it's a Keystone. Yeah, okay, the word came to my, a Keystone projector. So, I'll tell you about that later, maybe, if we get time. So we're signing off here. Thanks a lot for joining us. YavaYahweh.com.